Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Jonathan.
How
Hello,
are
Ryan.
you?
So we are going to give everybody a few minutes to join. We have everyone participating electronically today, except for Ashley and myself. Joe and Ryan, do you know if Dallas is going to join us today?
I haven't talked to him, Tom. I can send him a quick text and remind him.
Within just another minute or so.
I just sent him a text to see if he responds.
Okay, we're trying to get our technology here fixed so we can I can hear you a little better and you can see us.
I don't know. I see your smiling face on my screen. That's all
That's
I need
good.
to make my
Staring
day happy.
fat, bald, and old.
That's the trifecta. I don't get to see your cool guy shirt today, though, Tom. I'm always impressed with your threads.
I forgot about our meeting today, and so I didn't wear a board meeting appropriate shirt. Well, Aaron, what do you think we have? Oh, there's Dallas right there. Dallas, can you hear us? I believe you're on mute, Dallas.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Joe, are you still on?
I'm here.
Okay, great. I think we have everybody on, so let's go ahead and officially start the meeting. Welcome to everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Chelsea Public Infrastructure District Number 1, this Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023, at 3 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Cal in South Jordan, Utah. So, for purposes of the audio recording, we're going to do a quick roll call and introduction of everybody participating. So, I'm Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel. And we are here at I'm here at the York Cal office.
I am Ashley Tedesco. I am Tom Jolly's assistant.
I'm Jonathan Ward with Zions Public Finance to be discussed today in the meeting, potentially municipal advisor to the district.
Aaron Wade with Gilmore Bell, bond counsel.
Joe Darger on the district chair for the district.
Ryan Kent, developer and also on the board of directors.
And Dallas Buckner, a board member on the Chelsea PID.
Sam Elder, underwriter for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District from DA Davidson.
Thanks, everyone, for the introduction. We're going to move to the consent items really quick. Ashley provided everyone the draft minutes from our July 19th, 2023 board meeting. And we'll just ask if anybody has any questions about the minutes. Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the July 19th, 2023 district board meeting?
I propose we adopt the minutes from last meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Great. So for the audio recording, Joe Darter made the motion to approve the meeting minutes for July 19th with the second by Ryan Kent. All in favor said yes or aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our only action item today. It's consider approval of the agreement for municipal advisory services between the district and Zions Public Finance and authorizing the district chair to sign. Jonathan Ward of Zions Bank provided a copy of the master agreement for municipal advisory services on August 18th, 2023. And the agreement was provided to the board members in the board member packet. Zion is proposing to act as district's municipal advisor and will provide the financial advisory services listed in the agreement. Jonathan, I'll let you take the floor and explain the agreement. And we'll see if the board members have any questions.
That's great. So I outlined in the email that I sent with this contract that under federal regulations, there's a distinction between municipal advisors and other participants in a transaction, and that as such, we represent governmental entities as your advisor in the transaction. That legal responsibility comes with a fiduciary mandate that will represent you and look for ways to, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, protect you from the markets as you enter into and participate in those. So it provides a extra set of eyes on the transaction, specifically when it comes to pricing bonds and coming up with the interest rates and the structures. We're tasked as an advisor to double check what's being done. As the district matures, I think the role of a municipal advisor takes on more responsibility because there's ongoing compliance requirements, there's ongoing administration of the financing. And so we would work in conjunction with the rest of the finance team, including D.A. Davidson as underwriter, the bond attorneys, to either refund transactions, restructure the transactions, work through Securities and Exchange Commission compliance issues, IRS audits, et cetera, that come up periodically, and in some cases randomly in the case of IRS audits. So that's really the role of the advisor. And as an advisor, it's just as the word implies, we're intended to be here as a resource to you. Now, if there are questions about, well, why do we do this? And why are we meeting? How do we set up our budget? When does our budget need to be approved? How do we make payments and to whom? And how does this work? That's intended to be something that we as advisors will help you with as bonds are outstanding as you go forward. So it's an ongoing relationship as it relates to issuance of bonds and then the repayment of bonds over time.
So Jonathan, I have a quick question. Is your services sounds like they do have some overlap with the district accountant, CLA in this case, with respect to, you know, preparing budgets and continuing disclosures and financials that need to be provided pursuant to state statute, correct?
Yeah, they We wouldn't actually be preparing the budgets. That would be something that your accountant, CLA, would do. We'd just be helping with timing and advice as it relates to the bonds and the budgeting for payments of those bonds. I mean, there's very little that the district will have to budget for going forward, mainly the payments on the bonds. So I think there is distinction in that particular function. CLA will prepare the budgets. They'll bring them to the board for approval each year. They'll get them submitted to the state as per requirements of the state auditor. But that's something we would help with. And in particular, our role is related to the bonds. But really, can it be extended to anything financially related? And it depends on the scenario, depends on the circumstances. For instance, our clientele, which involves a lot of governmental entities across the state, covers a lot of, certain clients use us for a lot more than just bond issues. We sit on a debt review commission for Salt Lake County. We sit on a state finance review commission for the state of Utah. So anything that comes up that's finance related, they will run past us and ask us about. And in particular, if it relates to municipal bonds, which these PID transactions are. And so there are others who just say, hey, we need to borrow $100 million. Let's figure out how we do that, what the best structure is, what the best method of sale is going to be. And we help with that process. The contract spells out a lot more services that aren't currently applicable, such as having the bonds rated and helping with rating presentations and obtaining bond ratings. It also discusses the engagement of assessment area administration that we would do when and if assessment bonds are issued. So those are different things, different functions that our office provides that usually others don't, like the accountants.
That's helpful, Jonathan. Thank you. Thomas, Ryan, or Joe, do you have questions for Jonathan?
No, we read through the proposal and I think everything's appropriate. Thank you.
Okay, great.
I don't have any questions at this point. I think that all makes sense now. I had a lot of questions at first, but I think that's... We're clear now what you guys do. You keep Sam straight, right?
That's the biggest responsibility.
Of course.
Okay, well, do we have a motion to approve the Municipal Advisory Services Agreement between the district and Zions Public Finance and authorizing the district chair to sign?
Yeah, I move that we agree to go ahead and have the district chair sign the agreement for municipal advisory services with Zions Bank, Zions Public Finance.
I'll second that motion. Dallas, are you even there? We're going to keep you busy too here.
I'm still here.
Great. Then we have Ryan Kent to take the motion for approval of the agreement for municipal advisory services between the district and Zions, with a second by Joe Darger. All in favor, say yes or aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. We will circulate that document via the agreement via DocuSign. I'll have Ashley do that for Joe, for you to sign. And was the agreement signed by you, Jonathan, that was sent over? I think it was.
I don't think it's, is it signed by me? If it is, great. But if not, I'll sign that. And there's a, what the SEC calls a principal other than myself who needs to sign that as well here at Zions.
Great. We'll get the Joe to sign, and we'll fill in the date, and then we'll send it over to you.
Thanks so much. Great. Well, look forward to working with you.
Hey, look forward to working with you as well, Jonathan.
Does my signature have to be done physically, or can you do that electronically?
Electronic's fine for our needs.
All right.
We'll send it via DocuSign to you, Joe.
Okay.
Well, we don't have any other items to discuss in today's board meeting, so thank you all.
I think we just need to adjust next week's meeting a little bit. Did you guys talk to him, Ryan or Sam, about that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and close out this meeting, but we did change that to 1 o'clock next week.
Yeah, that's for the Chelsea PID number 2.
Correct.
And I did see that time change. That works for me. I can be there, but I definitely won't be there in person. So Ashley, if there's documents that I need to sign, please get those to me in an email so we can get those back up to you.
Perfect. Will do.
Great. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion passes to adjourn. We stand adjourned, and we'll talk with everybody next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.